latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest headlines. And Newcastle are being linked with a £10 million swoop for Chelsea striker Patrick Bamford as they plot a quick return to the Premier League. The young forward has struggled to force his way into the Chelsea first team setup and will be pushed even further down the pecking order when new players arrive over the summer. Well, Bamford spent last season on loan at Crystal Palace and Norwich, and reports suggested the Canaries could look to re-sign him as they also look to win promotion straight back to the top flight. However, it's now been claimed that Newcastle have entered the running to sign Bamford and are willing to pay Chelsea £10 million in order to complete a deal. Well, Bamford is sure to be interested in a switch to St James's Park if it means more regular football, and a deal looks sure to happen unless another Premier League club come in. The 22-year-old is a proven goalscorer in the Championship, so it's no wonder the Magpies are considering a swoop. Rangers are set to hold talks with defender Stephen Taylor after his release from Newcastle was announced on Friday. The 30-year-old is available on a free transfer after the Magpies announced he will not be getting a new contract at St James's Park, and Rangers now look poised to swoop. The Light Blues have already pulled off something of a coup when luring former Newcastle midfielder Joey Barton to Ibrox. He had an option to play in the Premier League with Burnley, but has opted to head north of the border instead, and he now looks set to be joined by Taylor. Well, the defender is hoping for a fresh challenge, and the chance to help Rangers close the gap on Celtic in the SPL next season could be too good for him to turn down. Taylor said it will be a huge wrench to leave Newcastle, but I've been offered exciting opportunities both in the UK and abroad, and I'm really looking forward to my next challenge. I've loved my time at Newcastle. I'll always be a huge fan of the club, and I'll be returning to St James's Park as a supporter whenever I can. Well, that fresh challenge now looks set to be Ibrox, with reports claiming that talks are well underway.